Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
We all know who's going to be in the Super Bowl now. The Patriots versus the Seahawks. Big old gigantic yawn.
Wah, wah.
Who cares? Bronco game. Wicked boring yesterday. One of the most boring football games I've ever watched.
Well,
one good play.
Yeah.
One good play from the Broncos. And then it snowed.
Yeah. Pretty much.
It. That was it.
Pretty much.
It was boring.
Well, and then again.
So boring.
The call to go for it on fourth instead of kick the field goal.
It was dumb.
Sean even said so. He said it was dumb.
Get the points.
So dumb.
Even I was yelling at it. Yeah. I'm not a sports guy. I was like, take the points.
So dumb.
This is for the big game. Boring. Even if Stiddy really sucked it up, he could blame it on the snow, right? He could blame it on the snow.
There were a few other reasons.
He had some poor decision making.
The snow had something to do with it, but it wasn't everything.
It was not my fault. Again, it was the snow, guys.
The Patriots had to play in that same snow, so.
I did. It's not my fault. It was snowing. I liked watching them out there with the leaf blowers, though, trying to
blow. I know. I was like, this is their Super Bowl.
Today's my day to shine.
You are the heroes out on the field.
So ho-hum. Back to work. Back to life as usual. Better luck next time, fellas.
Yeah.
Did you guys see Guy Fieri's surprise look?
It was so good.
He shocked followers by ditching his trademark appearance for his 58th birthday. He shared an Instagram video showcasing a dramatically different style, let's say, with parted brown hair instead of his bleached spikes.
Well, it's how he used to look. That's how he looked before he became Guy Fieri.
He's such a dad, doesn't he?
Totally.
His son, Hunter, commented on it and was like, Dad, when did you start selling home insurance?
Great. You know, he's got a conservative button-down shirt, some khaki pants. Pretty darn funny, actually.
Oh, totally.
Wouldn't that be
me.
Great if he totally rebranded his look now and started just looking like that?
No.
And acting like that? I think
no.
It's fantastic. You got to rebrand yourself, remarket it.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does. Like, you got to reinvent yourself from time to time.
That is one guy I need him to look the same every time I see him, okay?
So good. So darn good. So shout out to Guy this morning. They are saying that when you get those spam text messages on your phone and it tells you to reply back with stop to stop them. Don't do it. They say don't do that. And I don't, because this story talks about what I think. I'm like, you're instantly telling them that this is a real number and you're engaging with them and you'll get more texts, more messages, more phishing attempts, which is what this story is saying. Don't do that unless you are 100% certain that it's coming from your doctor, your dentist, maybe your bank, if you know for sure.
The thing you signed up for, and now you're
right.
Sick of their texts. Yeah.
They're saying, other than that, just block the number on your phone. Don't even reply back, stop, because that just alerts them. You got a real person on the other
end. You know, and I'm sure it's also is the same ones that are like, did you leave work yet? Or are you on your way? I'm telling you, like, the numbers that you get texts from that are completely unknown.
What are those
texts? It's kind of the same thing. No, it's the same thing.
Are you home right now?
I know. Jeez. Like, but it is. Like, they're just trying to fish and get you.
There's a lot of fishing,
to count, you know, text them back. It's scary.
Yeah, it's very scary. I talked to Nick Nack this weekend about somebody she works with got one of those calls from an AI service with her daughter's voice in the background saying, please help, please help.
No, no, no.
And, you know, trying to, I don't know what they were trying to get out of her, but it was a scam, and they cloned the daughter's voice on the other end. And so that prompted Nicole's coworker to immediately call her daughter and say, are you okay?
Oh, my good. Okay, so
this stuff's going on.
Things that you fear that you hear about, like, on the internet, but it actually happened to someone you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And they hung up when I was halfway listening. When she said, put my daughter on the line, I want to talk to her or something, and then they hung up.
But okay.
It should prompt a conversation with you and your kiddos for having secret phrases and secret code words.
Absolutely.
You know, like, if you're truly in danger, what's the code word?
I am going to talk to Zoe immediately about this and make sure that we have something worked out, because that's scary to think that could happen.
I know.
Wow.
Terrifying, honestly. Yeah. Don't want to tell you anything else. I got one more thing. It's slightly PG, but it's kind of funny because it did go viral over this weekend. This meteorologist in Oklahoma City was a little too vague with a request. She was talking about the snow and the snow coming in. And she wanted to know how much snow people were getting around in their area. So she said, send us your measurements and your locations, please. That prompted a lot of naughty texts from people actually sending in their measurements and their locations. God. And here she is.
And just your reports that you've been sending in, keep those coming. I made the mistake on Facebook. I asked for your measurements. I meant your snow measurements. Thank you for everybody sending in your measurements, but I do prefer how much snow you have on the ground.
That poor lady.
I do prefer.
Oh,
they,
no.
They had some fun with it later. She posted a picture with a little can of Vienna sausages or something.
Because you'll already get those pictures unsolicited. Yeah. She solicited for them.
Don't
so I'm sure
it.
She was just bombarded.
She was pounded by them. Yeah.
Oh, Josh.
Well, I didn't mean that. No, I didn't mean that.
Oh, Josh.
No, I
don't know.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
We sat down for family movie night on Saturday night and we flipped on Netflix and they had that live event going on with the guy climbing the skyscraper in Taiwan. Dude, I couldn't even watch it. Like I watched like 30 seconds. I had to turn away.
Does it not give
couldn't
you that
even do it.
Pit in your stomach?
Yes.
Oh.
And it was live and no ropes, nothing.
I can't watch it.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
Can't
it
do
was
it.
It was terrifying, wasn't it?
I don't know what you do. Because it was so windy. So when he finally, that's kind of a good segue because I wanted to talk about him. When you finally, they canceled it the day before because of rain.
Yeah.
Obviously you need good grip to do this. So, but the next day it was so windy. Now Alex Honnold, obviously he's the super climber. He did El Cap. A couple years ago, I think it was like 2017 or 18, which he climbed the virtually 90 degree flat surface of a rock in under 4 hours with no ropes either. So this is like a walk in the park for him. But the funniest thing about this one that I did watch, not the live event, but I caught a lot of the highlights of it. And the funny thing about this is when you're climbing a building, obviously that building has thousands of people in it. It's the 11th tallest building in the world. And so as he's climbing, people have their phones out and they're recording and there's so much footage of him just on the other side, like waving to people, thumbs up, smiling.
It was pretty sweet. His wife was on the side of one window pane that he was on and it was pretty sweet because she was like rooting him on.
This was the first time she actually was able to watch
him. Please don't fall to your death.
That's what they said. So
the nutty thing about this guy is I was watching him and he was taking like the hardest angles and the hardest way up getting to the top of this building where like if he had just shifted to the right a little bit, there was like slats like a ladder that he could have climbed up. But he was like going the hard route, like around like curves and things. The guy's nuts.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
he's really good.
Well,
massive hand strength.
Yes.
He can rip a phone book in half, I bet.
Easily. Easily.
He was talking about his paycheck, too. Did you see that? He said it was embarrassingly small
to do this. That's what they said. He's like, I would have done this for free, but they did pay him. And according to the New York Times, it's about around $500,000. And that's nothing for this death-defying stunt where if you slip one little thing, you're dead.
Impressive, though.
I don't know, man. He has that one thing in his head where he doesn't feel fear. Like they've done CT scans on his brain, and they're like, "Yeah, the part where normal people have fear, you don't have that."
Oh,
which is crazy.
Good for him, then. Huh?
I know. Wow. Like you can just stand at the top of a building and feel no fear.
Couldn't do it.
There's
I was freaking
no
out
way.
Watching
I can't
him.
Even watch him do it.
I know.
So
I don't even like talking about
I've
it.
I've got fear for both of us, dude. Don't you worry.
Tell us about the stock show, Kate.
Yes. Well, the 120th National Western Stock Show smashed attendance records. So organizers say now over 750,000 people attended this year, which concluded yesterday. So the previous high was just 727,000. So that's quite a bit more people. 23,000 more people coming to the stock show this year. Yeehaw.
That's
right. Fun. Man, I heard a lot of good things about it this year. The good weather leading up to it, the good weather mostly throughout it yesterday and this weekend, obviously a little chilly, but really good year to go check out the stock show if you did so.
I had a blast, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Colorado Rockies, we've got some good news about the Rockies.
Do we?
Yes, we do. Because they are set to unveil a couple statues out there outside Coors Field for some amazing Rocky players, Larry Walker and Todd Helton. So Walker's going to be unveiled Sunday, August 23rd. Helton's statue, the Todd Father, that's going to be Saturday, September 19th. Both of them unveiled prior to the games there at Coors Field. Replicas of the statues are going to be given out to the first 15,000 fans.
That's
so
cute.
I'm
going cool.
to buy my tickets cute. For those games, especially for Todd Helton.
When
love
are we going to get statues him. Erected of us out in front of the radio station?
Well,
October 4th?
How do we get on that?
October,
who do we know that can make statues?
I don't know.
Anybody listening that can make a bronze statue, give us a shout out.
Do you want a statue? That's a lot to live up to. I don't know if I want a statue.
I've been here for almost 22 years. I want a statue.
Do you want a statue?
I want a statue out front that people have to like rub for good luck as they walk in.
Careful
Massive
now.
Bulge.
Careful now. It's got to be an actual replica,
you
though.
You got to ask
so
for your measurement.
It's not Abeninger. Sorry.
Why?
Sorry.
It'll be one of those things when you see the bronze statues, you know, and there's like one spot that's rubbed.
It's really
that's like
shiny.
Bright gold, you know? It's for good luck.
I'm not rubbing your statue. I don't care what you say. It's not happening.
Weak.
Not happening.
Weak.
Hey, did you know January is National Blood Donor Month?
Really?
No,
I didn't know that either. I also did not know that pets also donate blood. I was shocked, and we have Amanda Cavanaugh. She's a vet out there at CSU, and she tells us, yeah, they donate blood just like us.
Dogs and cats donate just like the people donate. Most people don't realize that we have a full blood bank. Having a blood bank is really important to us as vets and allows us to really provide that high level of care that so many dogs and cats need. We use blood products every single day.
So there you go. Again, January.
The dogs have it because they get a cookie.
They do. They get treats.
My cookie.
They had a whole story about a little golden retriever named Cora, who was so adorable.
Tail wagging.
Yeah, she was super sweet, and she went up there, and like they had it completely silent for her, and she was such a good girl, and they gave her a treat, and she was so sweet. Like, but she is a regular out there at CSU. She donates blood quite often, and I had no idea, and we love the folks out there at Vitalant. Yeah. Brooke is a wonderful person, spokesperson for Vitalant.
We love Brooke.
We love her so much, and we love what they do for people, and anybody who's familiar with it knows that blood donation is something that is needed every single day. And so with pets, it's the same. So if your pet is healthy and, you know, young and vibrant, and you're looking to help other pets in the area who may need it, you might reach out to the folks here at the CSU veterinary program and see if
who
you
gives
can
good
be of
blood?
Service. I know.
Who gives
is
good
it? I had no idea. And yeah, they get really good treats if they donate.
What if I could, my next Pint for Pint event, I can do people and pooches.
Well,
people and pooches.
I looked into it, and Vitalant doesn't do the animal part.
We'll have
of the
two different
donation,
vans.
Exactly.
We'll do Vitalant for
Maybe
people,
we could
and
get
then
the CSU folks out there to help us out, or
and
something.
And then we'll
you know?
Play a trick.
Oh, really?
We'll mix up all the blood.
No, we won't do that.
Jeremy.
What?
No.
Of course you would say that. No.
That's probably not a good idea.
We'll do a good thing.
That would be, can you imagine you get dog blood and you're like dragging your butt across the carpet when you get home?
Just
you're like, something's wrong with this blood.
Grow a tail.
you're eating cat turds out of the cat box.
Start
I think they gave me the wrong blood.
The mailman randomly. Yeah, I mean, there could be issues with that. So we'll make sure we keep the blood separate, okay?
We'll really puzzle this out. We'll think it through.
Sniffing people's butts.
Definitely thinking that through.